Hi, and welcome to Super NTHG Podcast.
The subject of this podcast will be your brain. If you want to get your brain sharper, if you want to get your memory and concentration, and also that whole ADD phenomena, I'm going to give you some really good information that I've used for myself and on my clients. The other part of the podcast is going to be, beside that, it's going to be injury recovery. Why injury recovery? Well, I don't fall particularly, you know, and a lot of older people seem to, you know, have problems with low blood pressure, and, you know, a fall can really do them in. But as a 77-year-old, very fit senior, I do my karate workout, and my Tai Chi, high-intensity hill training, weight training, you know, hanging from a bar. And after like a two-hour workout, I usually do finish up by running up to benches. I live on the west side of Manhattan in our Riverside Park. I run up to the benches at full speed and jump up with one foot at a time, checking my balance and coordination. Well, my brain said, no, you're a little tired. You really want to do this. Okay. I run up to the bench. Fine. Right foot, great. Left foot slips and slams me into the back of the bench. Then I did not feel good. And I said, uh-oh. Well, I didn't break anything that I could know. My ribs are sore, my back is sore, my leg is sore. Oh my goodness. Gonna be out of commission. So I did the opposite of what a lot of, you know, athletic information puts out there, which is ice it. And there's a whole movement of just the opposite of not icing it, of actually heat. So I tried that. I went on all my supplements, all my anti-inflammatory supplements that I know of, and even anti-inflammatory drugs. You know, colchicine is anti-inflammatory. Even threw in a little bit of, you know, the ginger and a whole list of things. Well, what's the result? The result was something that could put someone out for maybe, I don't know, maybe a couple of weeks, or at least 10 to 15 days. There's a second day and I'm like 85%, you know, back. Now what's the point? The point is, if something's going to happen to you and you're very, very fit, the chances of lessening the injury and recovering are really good. And knowing what to do when that happens. So, stay fit. That's the key. Well, that's the obvious, stay fit. All right, a little news piece before I get into the brain stuff. A study was done on, well, in lots of the products we use, you know, plastics and chemicals and, you know, the cosmetics and the all sorts of smelling things to smell good when you can just use some baking soda, baking powder. Oh, did these have an effect internally? Well, there's a study done on women where they actually did some tissue samples. Now, there are specific genes that turn on and turn off, that anti-cancer genes, like P54. Well, this is fascinating. They measured in breast tissue the expression, epigenetic expression, of certain genes that might be involved in suppressing cancer or not suppressing cancer. And this is the result. Women who had cancer suppressor genes turned off after a week
I'm getting off all these toxic chemicals that are in the cosmetics and in the perfumes and whatnot. They recovered their tumor suppressor genes. I'm going to try and find the study and put on Super Anti-Aging, you know, to go through the exact substances. But that was, to me, pretty profound. You know, linking, you know, because the whole cosmetic industry is unregulated. Put anything in there. Government only gets involved if someone, you know, gets poisoned or dies from something. But otherwise, it's an unregulated industry. You know, just like, unfortunately, for good and bad, so is the supplement industry. Basically, you can put anything in a supplement, and it's not, the FDA is not going to get involved unless it's a drug, they find it's a drug, or it gets reported to them that, you know, something bad happened from taking it. Then they might look into it. Okay, so that's that little news break. Now, let's get into the brain. You know, there are what they call the hallmarks of aging. You know, genomic instability, stem cell exhaustion, telomeres. I've gone over this in previous podcasts. Well, fascinating that what was just added to the hallmarks of aging is the microbiome. Yeah. Microbiome can be a marker of aging. And when they examine healthy seniors or they do some of those epigenetic tests, you know, the ones you have different various genetic, you know, gene tests, or look at speed of aging or telomeres, there's a difference in healthy seniors and seniors with health issues. One of the biggest ones was lack of diversity, which means you eat lots and lots of different kinds of food, especially plant foods, lots of fiber. You know, primitive peoples who were vegetarians mostly could have 20, 30 grams of fiber a day. For most of us, many people are lucky to get 10 grams of fiber. Well, you can't grow healthy probiotics without healthy fiber, without good fiber. So I start my day every day with at least, you know, I'm on basically a Mediterranean diet anyway, but I start my day with, besides the normal things in my smoothie, which is glycine, great. I devoted a podcast to the glycine and taurine. I also add chia seed, flaxseed, inulin, and one more, which I really like. And I also add some organic ACACIA fiber because it supports intestinal health. Now, you can put other fibers in it. Of course, I add berries in there. And then I've started to add mushrooms in there, which, again, I can devote a whole podcast to the various mushrooms and the studies that have been going on mushrooms. You know, so support your met. Now, why? So at the beginning of this podcast, I said we're going to talk about the brain. But here I'm talking about the microbiome. Well, there's a big connection between your microbiome and your brain and your nervous system, because there are different metabolites produced by the microbiome, and the microbiome can affect the breakdown of certain nutrients that are beneficial. And so there seems to be a real strong connection between a healthy brain and your microbiome, which makes kind of makes sense. You know, one of the senior things that goes on is, I've certainly had that and I've gotten rid of it, is the senior phenomenon. Where are my keys? You know, where's my glasses? Where's my wallet? You know, those so-called, jokingly, we call them senior moments, but they shouldn't be senior moments.
It means your brain's not operating optimally. Left, right brain, going back and forth, and all those different, you know, neurotransmitters in the brain, and your dopamine and your serotonin. It's not working well. So yes, you can support it with, and I'm going to go through a list that I like, but you got to focus on that microbiome. They're even, I don't know how well studied they are, and there are microbiome tests you can do. And they'll, you know, they always sell you a product based on your test, but that's okay. So that's one way of going. And don't be fooled. A person can say, well, I have normal elimination. Well, you can have normal elimination and still have an imbalanced microbiome. Yes, a faulty microbiome or lack of fiber or lack of proper hydration can cause problems. And it's really ironic that the most bought over-the-counter product in pharmacies is elimination products. Why? Unless you have, you know, Crohn's disease or colitis or irritable bowel syndrome or, you know, gluten issues that are not being dealt with, certainly that could be a factor. So I think the future is going to be when people go in, individuals, especially seniors or anyone else, goes in for the normal physical and they do a blood test, they absolutely should be doing a microbiome analysis. It's so, so important. But again, pharmaceutical companies don't particularly have microbiome drugs. That's something that's been developed or possibly of interest. So it's left to the individual to do their research or work with an integrative practitioner or an integrative doctor, you know, to figure out what the right mixture of probiotics and prebiotics and probiotics might be appropriate for elimination. Okay. So I talked about, you know, injury recovery at the beginning, and then I talked about, you know, this news about, you know, the horrible stuff that we're exposed to in our environment. You know, even the plastics, you know, found plastics in, you know, all sorts of tissue in the body. The only thing, and I'm going to digress for a second before I get into the brain nutrients, I have added zeolite, which I like, an occasional ETDA, which pulls out poisons, but especially the zeolite for the plastics, see if that helps. And possibly, you know, fibers. Having a healthy, we might discover that the macrobiome, which does so many wonderful things, including helping support liver function and brain function, might have an influence on possibly breaking down some of these plastics. We don't know. I have to do some research. So let's go into my brain nutrients. I like bacopa. I like ashwagandha. I think they're very, you know, not lots of nice studies. I've added vinopositine and herpazine. You know, vinopositine, periwinkle plant, has been a drug for a long, long time, a pharmaceutical in Europe. And at that dose, it seems to have some beneficial brain effects. Caffeine, proper amount of caffeine. Now, it's interesting, and I'm going to talk about something fascinating about this whole caffeine. Yes, there's actually a metabolite, a downstream metabolite of caffeine that seems to give the same caffeine effects without any so-called negative effects that people might experience with caffeine. And it's called, I'll spell it out, it's called PARAXANTHINE. And I have a wonderful product that I'll put a link on to in my super anti-aging group. And
as a formula that combines it with theanine, very good brain nutrient, but also quieting. So you get the balance of both. You get the stimulation, but not the hyperstimulation, you know, which people want to avoid. And the other thing I like is alpha-GPC. Alpha-GPC, good studies on that. And in the mushroom realm, lion's mane. Again, good studies on lion's mane and brain function. Now, there's a lot of other products out there, a lot of other mixtures. And what I often say to people is, patience. You gotta have patience. When you're doing nutraceuticals, you're being guided with nutraceuticals, hopefully. They don't work the same way as medication does. Oh, I take it, I'm gonna get it. No. It might take a little while. Now, you might get an immediate result, or it might take a while. Or, sometimes happens, you might get what's called a Herxheimer reaction, which is sort of a readjustment negative reaction that actually sometimes turns out to be really positive. So, you gotta know, am I getting a Herxheimer reaction? Or, is this formula not particularly good for me? Now remember, healthy brain ties into healthy sleep. So important. And there have been studies on, and I've done it myself, I'm taking some glycine at night, and that seems to help. Of course, you know, doing the melatonin balancing where you do the bright light in the morning till we get that summer light. So you're balancing that out. But the glycine at night, get into that sleep. Maybe some passion flower can also help. But again, you gotta, you know, gotta experiment. Gotta experiment so you get that deep sleep. I'm also a big fan now, and I can't tell you because I haven't been using it that long, of PEA. You can look up PEA, and I'll put some, again, I'll put some stuff as soon as I get updated on super anti-aging. PEA is not peas. It's a cannabinoid. And again, it's a lot of European research. It can help with the cannabinoid system. And there have been good studies on sleep and PEA, and also, interestingly enough, brain function, as well as pain relief. So again, I'm going to have to, you know, devote a whole podcast to this PEA, because it's fascinating stuff. They've even talked about it as cannabis withdrawal, people who are having issues for whatever reason, you know, their biochemistry or just having issues. So that could be a good substitute, stimulate your natural cannabinoid system. Okay, come to the end of this podcast. I'm going to be working on my Super Anti-Aging Facebook group, where you can put comments and questions. And I really appreciate you subscribe, because this way this podcast will show up in different algorithms. So that really helps. And maybe sharing this on your social media. And again, my goal is to improve these, to give you as much as the scientific valuable information as I can gather that you can use to make a difference in your life. So again, come to the end of this podcast, and I want to thank you for listening.